sounds sort of strange, doesn't it? It's a race from Columbus, Ohio, I think. It's a bed race. And, you know, I love a good bed race, but we've never had a good bed race in Chicago, and I think that's about to change. In fact, I know it is. Al Alamas with the Chicago Furniture Bank, and good evening, first of all. Thank you for coming on WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, now what's going on here with these beds and racing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It is the most outrageous event to come to Chicago in a while. But we are literally putting wheels on some beds and we'll be racing them down the streets of Chicago next Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic. What are the, can people still enter their bed, so to speak? I don't even know the right terminology. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't either, and I'm hosting this event. I still haven't figured it out. But, yeah, so we are, we're doing bed racing on Sunday, September 28th, over at Midwest Coast Brewery. We still have registration available. It's $50 per person, and we're looking for teams of four with one rider. So four people are going to push the beds, one is going to ride. We've built all the beds for the team.
Really?
So we just need you to, yes. So we've turned all the beds into the race cars, and they're ready to go. Super safe. They've been tested, I promise. and then we're asking teams to theme their beds. So we have superhero themes and just a City of Chicago theme and a couple other teams. And we'll be giving out prizes for the best decor and theme, and we'll have prizes for the fastest bed. And then fundraising, because it is all for a good cause, and we are raising money for the Chicago Furniture Bank.
Well, that is a good cause, and I can't think of a more unique, fun activity to do than what you're doing with the Chicago bed race. I've seen bed races in other cities, and it's always a hoot. I mean,
it's going to be pretty wild, I think. You know, with the brewery right there, you know, we have some prime seating for folks to come out and watch. But I mean, I'm expecting some good themes and some good costumes out there.
So is this a, where's the starting line for this?
Yeah, it's going to be at, it's 2137 West Walnut. So in between Hoyne and Levitt in Westtown.
And they go how far?
So 75 yards. So it's not very long. We're going to be doing heats. So it'll go two teams. We'll work our way through a bracket until we have a first place winner. And we are taking a nod from the Stanley Cup, and we've created a perpetual trophy because I expect this event to really take off. and we will continue to honor the fastest beds on the road.
So do I get from that comment that the winner gets the trophy and then gets to travel with it for a year?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be drinking milk out of it. They're going to be, I mean, champagne, all the things.
Yeah.
Babies are going to be sitting in this trophy. 20 years from now, we'll be like, look at where this trophy has been.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I hope you have enough room on it to engrave all the winners' names, or are you skipping that part?
Nope, we're doing that.
Boy, you're all in. You are all in.
You know, the City of Chicago deserves some fun right now. Especially, we need some winning teams out there. So.
No, that's an understatement. Yeah.
So this is a way to, again, get involved, do something fun, and help raise, you know, money for a very important cause. And we do furnish about 4,000 homes a year for individuals and families experiencing poverty. So that's great. And all of the beds are made from used beds. So we're recycling and upcycling. So that's kind of great, too. Sustainability and fundraising.
Yes. And hysterical.
Hysterical
bed racing. I mean, so we've got, if I've got this image in my mind correctly, we've got two people pushing and one person on the bed. Is that right?
Four people pushing. So let me paint the picture for you. A twin bed, and you imagine your twin bed frame, although we've put sides on it so people don't fall out of the bed. we've got a large pole on one side of it. That's where two teammates on each side or four across the back. We've got two sets of wheels in the front that swivel, two sets of solids in the back, and literally put one person on the bed and hope their teammates know what they're doing. And we did check the road. The road is in pretty good shape for Chicago. So we did not, you know, we checked for potholes.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, hopefully nothing's changed since the last 2 weeks when I was out there. But, I mean, that, now that I think about it, that person on the bed has really got to have a lot of faith in those teammates.
Well, yeah. And they've got to have some sort of coordination, the four people pushing, because...
Yeah,
you know, you can't have one side more dominant, and all of a sudden the bed is swerving to one side
right.
or the other. And now you said the front wheels of the bed. What was the term you used? They spin around. They're not
swivel. Yeah. They swivel so that you can turn the bed. But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. There could be chaos. We have a pit crew that will be helping to support the beds up and down the race course.
Oh, this this is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Are race car beds allowed? No, they're making their own beds. You can't take your kid's race car bed and go out there.
Well, I mean, you could add some wheels on that and bring it along.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's actually a good point, too. You know, ages 13 and up can participate. So it's not just for adults. So
right.
families, kids, everyone can come on out and participate.
Well, it sounds like not just a bed race, but a great cause, and also a party with food, drink, music, raffle prizes. I mean,
yep.
most creative design and team spirit. I mean, this is great.
It's going to be amazing. I'm, like I said, I've wanted to do this for a while since I've been working at the furniture bank, and the team finally decided to go for it. So,
well, once again,
here we go.
Once again, give the particulars, the who, what, where, when stuff.
Yep. So Saturday, September 28th. Registration opens at 9:30 and racing starts at 11 a.m. at Midwest Coast Brewing at 2137 West Walnut Street. We'll be racing for probably an hour or two, and then there will be food and music and all that going on. You can find out more at our website, which is chicagofurniturebank.org.
Very good. Have a great time. I'll be looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us. All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. John Landecker at 8:17 on 720 WGN.